Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb from the LMIC. Back with Jim on a cattle on feed preview in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerINC.com.
Our report today, sponsored by the American Angus Association, America's Breed. On Friday afternoon, we'll have our next cattle on feed report, and we finally catch up after the partial government shutdown to our normal schedule of cattle on feed reports. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center with us today. Jim, what are you seeing from this particular set of numbers out on Friday afternoon?
These are the February placements and marketing numbers and the March 1st on feed inventory count. And we think there'll be a dichotomy like there has in recent months where the Southern Plains have maybe likely more cattle placed into feed yards than a year ago, the deep Southern Plains, especially the Texas Panhandle and South Texas, and then Colorado will probably have placements again above a year ago, much like they have in the recent months. But Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa probably have, because of the muddy lots, placements below a year ago. And placements are down because producers out there on the cow-calf side have muddy conditions. It's hard to move cattle to feed yards, and feed yards have muddy conditions. It's hard to clean pens and bring cattle into feed yards. So on balance, our expectation is placements will be down 2 to 3% year over year. Not a huge decline, but building on the declines in recent months going back into late 2018 due to muddy conditions. Marketing should be slightly above a year ago, which is good news. And that'll give us an on-feed count of about 100% of a year ago, pretty close to right on to a year ago's number. You know, again, a bit of a change. Now, many of these cattle are still out there to be placed, but this is the first time in several years that we've not had a fairly significant year-over-year increase in the number of cattle on feed.
And Jim, if anything, it looks like you may be a little more optimistic than some of your colleagues when it comes to the placement numbers. The average pre-report guess on placements, 92%. That's 8% under that of a year ago. Marketing's 1.3% above that of a year ago. And the on-feed number as of March 1, the on-feed estimate, March 1, 99% of a year ago, down 1% on the on-feed numbers, March 1 last year to March 1 of this year.
And so, again, it's a hard report to call because looking at the contrast between Central and South Texas placements and Kansas placements may be quite different. And so there's a wide range on the expectations amongst the market analysts. But on balance, we would think these placements are still down due to Mother Nature.
Cattle on feed out Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock Central Time. Jim, I know you're also going to be watching closely the Hog and Pigs report that comes out next week, the 28th of March. What's the implications, you think, for our beef industry when it comes to the Hog and Pigs number that'll be out next week?
Hog producer returns, according to the Iowa State Series, have been in the red for about six consecutive months. Now, that's total profitability, so they, you know, will produce with some red ink. But we think it's starting to have an impact on the industry. We expect that the number of market hogs is up a shade over 2% year over year. And the overall hog inventory is about 2% above a year ago. And that's a bit of a moderating story compared to what we've had over the last couple of years, where these numbers at many quarters have been larger than that. You know, this feeds into the overall perspective that we may see some moderation. In fact, if we look at the market hogs, you know, this is a number that moves around a little bit, but if we're pulling back our sow herd a little bit, lack of profitability, and if feedstuffs go from this point a little bit higher, we think there's a very good chance that we'll see some year-over-year growth that is about half the pace of 2018s and 2019s. So that's important to watch from a total red meat and poultry perspective, and also from a beef perspective, is how this hogs and pigs report comes out towards the end of the month.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, a special cow sale coming Saturday, March 23rd, 12 noon at the Apache, Oklahoma Auction Market. We'll be offering 800 head, including bred cows, pairs, bred and open heifers, and breeding age bulls. You can call them for more information, 888-926-9696, or go to their website, www.apacheauction.com. Apache Auction Market special cow sale coming this Saturday, March 23rd at 12 noon. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.